So friends, so dear learners, we discussed that we must refer good quality journals. We must use good quality references and should also have a limit on the references and the distribution of references. Now, we will move to the uniform guidelines, practicing the guidelines and the styles for referencing. We have discussed in a particular module about the styles when we were discussing the English in academic writing, if you remember. We discussed many styles and we focused major three styles, APA, CMS and MLA, the big three. As we discussed earlier also in this module, that we must focus how a particular type of reference is written in a particular style. And please also note that many a times nowadays it has become trend to be unique in the formatting. Many of the journals recommend a unique type of style, which is a mix of 2-3 big style houses. So you have to focus from each and every aspect that referencing, that formatting is complying with the guideline of the journal. And next thing we have also discussed in the opening remark, that use the standard abbreviation of the journal and do not skip even a comma, colon or semicolon when you are writing it, okay, as per the styles. Now we will move to the coverage section. Dear learners, before moving to the next aspect, let us have a quick look on the APA style. The reference list should be alphabetically listed by last name of first author of each work. Invert author's name and use initials like Smith, comma, G, dot, within bracket, the year 2008. Or in the multiple author, in the case of multiple authors, Smith, comma, G, dot, comma, Kennedy, comma, J, dot, comma, and Roberts, comma, J, dot, and within the brackets, 2008. For more than six authors, list the first six, then use a tail. The references should be double spaced. Use hanging indents, second and subsequent lines indented 1/2 inch. So by this way, every style has somewhat little bit difference. You must go through them. Now moving to the web resources. I would like to add that web resources, URL and date of access and must be noted, because the page may be changed after some time. Do not overuse the web resources. It looks awkward. And one more thing, all the type of resources, the journal article, and especially when you are referring to the research article from a journal should be largely cited. You should not go to entirely to the review papers. It looks awkward and it is not justified also. So you will have a good proportion of journal article in your reference list. The next aspect is coverage. First is type. Which type of reference you are citing, as we just mentioned, that whether you are referring review papers, research papers, patents, web resources, it should be a good mix of all kind of resources. When you are discussing a research paper, it is not supposed that you are skipping patents or some very recent, very relevant research articles or very recent state of the art review paper also. So you must have a good blend of all type of resources, but focus on the journal articles specifically. The next aspect in
coverage is updated. Use the updated references. Current references must be there. And in rough references, the distribution must be uniform. You cannot have one or two references just here of current year, one reference, and then the next reference of chronological, if you go back, the next reference is 5 years back. No. I'm saying this because reviewer give due attention to the chronological distribution of your references also. It shows that how seriously you have gone through the literature. So this is the key of avoiding the rejection. Dear learners, in this section, we discussed implementation of the guideline recommended by the journal or the style, writing style recommended by the journal. You must practice writing in a particular style. Observe it and practice it. Refer good quality journals with respect to the quality, also quantity, distribution, updation, coverage, and then it will have a good mix of reference. We will be dealing with the literature management tools which are adding to the referencing in the next section.